Thank you, Hans Helmut. I'm very pleased to be here, and I'm very pleased for the opportunity to say a little bit about this book. The reception of the Black Notebooks in English, I think, has been a little bit different from the reception in German. The English-speaking reception of Heidegger has been a little bit different from the reception in other languages, in other cultures. So when the Schwarze Hefte came out, there was a considerable controversy in English particularly, and it feeds into other controversies that have centred around Heidegger, not least of which is the confrontation between so-called analytic philosophy and so-called continental or European philosophy. Heidegger's always been a key figure in that confrontation, and that confrontation has very often centred around Heidegger's politics, around Heidegger's attitudes, particularly in the 1930s. So part of our aim in putting this book together was to provide, if you like, a snapshot of the discussion about the Black Notebooks as quickly as possible, if you like. And the controversy has been so heated, so intense in English, that it seemed important, therefore, to try and, as I say, bring some of this material together. You can say that at this point it's too early to be able to reach a definitive conclusion as to what the controversy means, as to what the notebooks mean. But I also think it's useful to be able to bring together some of the material and some of the views at the time. So this book tries to get a cross-section of views, many different views. So if you look at the list of contributors, we have a couple of contributors from Germany, we have one contributor from Italy. In fact, those contributors, namely Peter Travney, Professor von Herman, Donatella di Cesare, have taken very particular positions on this topic, particularly on the question of Heidegger's anti-Semitism. But we've also included a number of other figures. We really looked to try and bring together as many figures from the English-speaking tradition as we could, including many who have not previously written on the topic of Heidegger's politics. So, and we've tried to draw together at least one historian. We've tried to include those who have got an interest in Jewish philosophy and Christianity and a wide range of other topics. So we've got available an information sheet that tells you a little bit about the book. I had hoped we would have had the actual book here today, but it's taken a little bit longer in production at MIT than we expected. It will be out very early next year. As I say, it's a volume that tries to draw together a wide range of different perspectives. And the book, just to give you a quick outline of the structure of the book, it essentially contains 19 contributions arranged in four parts. Part one, the reading of Heidegger's Black Notebooks, is the most general. And it actually tries to do something that I don't think has been properly done before. And that is to try and situate not just the reading of the notebooks, but to some extent the reading of Heidegger's philosophy in its political context more broadly, and to try and raise some of the hermeneutic questions that I think are actually crucial to what's at issue here, and which, again, I don't think have been adequately addressed, particularly in relation to the Black Notebooks. There's a tendency, it seems to me, to read the Black Notebooks almost naively sometimes, without addressing the sorts of hermeneutical considerations that we would apply when we read other texts. So the first part tries to do some of this general work. The second part looks at the relation between the notebooks and other works by Heidegger, most notably Being and Time, but also the contributions, the Beiträge, and other contemporaneous texts. Part three, Metaphysics, Anti-Semitism and Christianity, deals with the issue that's provoked the most controversy, namely the anti-Semitic content of the notebooks, as well as Heidegger's relationship to Judaism. And that's a particularly important issue here, and it's interesting that within some of the discussions of the notebooks amongst philosophers who are interested in Jewish philosophy, not only has Heidegger's anti-Semitism been an issue, but also the question of Heidegger's proximity to Judaism. And we have a particularly interesting essay, I think, by Michael Fagenblatt on just that topic. In addition, that section also tries to look at the other question, which is Heidegger's hostility towards Christianity, which is also clearly evident in the notebooks. The fourth part, philosophy, politics and technology, returns to a broader perspective, but with a particular eye to the political and historical dimensions of the notebooks. And here Heidegger's involvement with Nazism is a central focus, as is the historical background of the 1930s and early 40s against which the notebooks, at least the Überlegungen, and this our discussion's focus on the Überlegungen, were written. Heidegger's critical approach to technology, science and modernity becomes an important topic of discussion, and inevitably so. And these chapters, as I say, deal with the discussion of Markenschaft, for instance, the beginning critique of technology that's such an important part of the discussions in the notebooks. And to some extent, these essays, or at least some of them, also try to take up the question of the critique of National Socialism that appears in the notebooks and that becomes increasingly strident as the 1930s progress. One can argue about the reasons for that critique, about how deep the critique is, about exactly its nature, but certainly National Socialism comes in for criticism just as much as does almost anything else. In fact, one of the peculiar things about the Überlegungen is the extent to which Heidegger seems to be angry with just about anyone and anything. All of the contributions were written especially for the volume, although two do draw on material that have been developed elsewhere, and two of them were translated from the German, the contributions by Travny and von Hermann, and the contribution from Donatella de Cesare was translated from the Italian. The contributors range across a broad swathe of contemporary Heidegger scholarship, although obviously the dominant theme is English language scholarship, including, as I say, many who haven't written specifically on Heidegger's politics previously. There are some authors who are missing. In some cases, that was due to availability. We had hoped to have Tom Sheehan contribute something, and he did have an essay that was almost ready, but in the end we had to leave that to one side. It's an essay that's appearing elsewhere, in fact, in Philosophy Today. It's an essay that turned out to be less on the Überlegungen and more on Emmanuel Faye's critique of Heidegger and Tom Sheehan's attempt to, as it were, rescue Being and Time and the early work from some of the problems that the Überlegungen seem to give rise. So we think this is going to be an important book, certainly in the English language literature. It will be the first book in English that deals with these issues. One of the first books, if you leave apart from the two monographs that have now appeared, Peter Travney's book and Donatella di Cesare's book, it'll be one of the first books that tries to deal with the notebooks, with the Überlegungen, in any detail, and it will certainly, I think, be the only book available at the moment which tries to deal with the notebooks across such a broad range of topics and with such a wide range of authors. I think it should be of interest to a German audience as well as to an English language audience, so I'm hoping that you will have a look at it, and I'm sure it will be available through Amazon and all the other booksellers who market in Germany. So I hope you will look at it, that you'll find it interesting, and our hope is that it will open up the discussion of the Überlegungen in a way that I'm not sure has been opened up already. And that's one of the reasons why we look to get such a breadth of authors and such a breadth of topics. I don't think that the notebooks represent the end of Heidegger scholarship, even though some American scholars have made that claim. I actually think it means that we need to think about Heidegger in a more original and a more radical way than we have previously. So I think it offers some important possibilities. I'm actually not sure that the notebooks themselves contain that much of interest. I wasn't particularly surprised by very much that appears in the notebooks. So my hope is not that we will find more in the notebooks themselves that's important, but rather the notebooks will open up the opportunity for a re-engagement with Heidegger's thinking, a re-engagement that might be important for the future and not just for Heidegger's own work. So thank you. If you like, you can pick up a copy of the flyer. We'll put some out there for the remainder of the conference. And I also have a couple of copies of the proofs of the volume, which we will leave out there as well. So if you're interested in having a look, you might even want to dash off and photocopy something, then we'll leave those out there as well. And I'll be leaving them with Professor Gander to keep in the Husserl archive. So if you are interested after this meeting in having a look, I'm sure you can approach him and he'll let you have a look at it. And the book will be out in a few weeks, I should hope. So thank you very much.